Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Brandon from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female, 100%.
And may I ask, what is the year of your birth?
1943.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
Master's degree. Thank you.
And,
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Oh, okay, you're not Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, is that correct?
I'm not either one of those.
May I ask, what is your race? Maybe white, black, or African-American?
You didn't hear me. I said black.
Oh, got it. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Oh, always have been registered.
Okay. How satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
I believe these last few days can make a difference in the direction.
Got it. So, I mean, would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, maybe somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
Dissatisfied with the direction.
Okay.
Very satisfied.
And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections?
100%.
Okay. With a 10-minute you are extremely likely to vote, a 5-minute you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and a 0 meaning you are not at all likely to vote.
You repeat that. I'm not understanding you.
Oh, basically it's from 10, I mean from 0 to 10. So a 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
Extremely likely to vote.
Okay. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated.
10.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two. The first one, healthcare. Second one, voting rights and democracy. Israel-Palestine conflict, crime and violence, climate change, immigration, jobs and the economy, criminal justice reform, police violence, student loan forgiveness, abortion, teaching history.
Student loan forgiveness is one.
Okay. We have abortion, teaching history in school, cost of living and inflation, racism and discrimination.
Oh, you lost me. I don't know.
Oh, no worries. I mean, I'll be happy to repeat. So the first option is healthcare. The second one is voting rights and democracy. Israel-Palestine conflict. We have crime and violence, climate change. We have also immigration. We have jobs and the economy, criminal justice reform, police violence. We have abortion, teaching history in schools, cost of living and inflation, and last but not least, racism and discrimination. I mean,
it doesn't matter.
Voting rights.
Did you hear that?
I mean, what
voting rights.
Voting rights. Okay. And now, we would like you to rate how feel about some people in some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, so that would be kind of neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. So, we have Joe Biden.
Very favorable for him.
So, from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Congressional Black Caucus, or C-A-U-C-U-S.
C-A-U-C-U-S?
Correct.
Uh-huh. What does that stand for?
It's Congressional Black Caucus.
100%. 10.
Yep. Democrats in Congress.
10.
Kamala Harris.
2 times 10.
Project 2025.
0.
If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris.
No other.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and, you know, select the just let you know the other options for me to, you know, finish the question. So
okay.
We have the first one, which is Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
No, I'm decided. Kamala Harris.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain.
100%.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided?
No, Democrat all the way.
Okay. Would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a
they
few
do
of
what
their
now?
Promises? Okay.
Repeat that.
Oh, sure. I'll be happy to. So, would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, maybe some of their promises, or all of their promises to
all
black
that were not blocked by the Republicans?
Okay, so your answer is all of their premises. Is that correct?
That were not blocked by the Republicans.
Okay. And does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress?
Or either one, I would have voted Democrat.
Okay. Or does it make no difference either way?
That's right.
Okay. And is that much more, less likely, or somewhat more or less?
More. Repeat what you just said now.
Yeah, sure. Sometimes it's quite difficult, you know, like, much more likely is the very first one. Somewhat more likely, second one. The third one, no difference either way.
No difference either way.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say you're voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of office? Voting for my candidate to get them into office, or voting against the other candidate to keep
them? Well, at this point, I'd say voting against the other candidate.
Okay. And next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statements is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means
who put out this survey?
I'm sorry?
Who is this, who put out this survey?
Well,
who was the author of this survey?
That's a really good question. And we're an independent research company. So, if you mean like, I mean, who is this for? Unfortunately, we don't know. I'm not talking that I don't influence your
opinion.
Okay,
I've used up all of my time right now, so I have to go.
Got it. But let me tell you, I mean, your opinion is very important for us, since
I
we can hear directly from the people what problems are affecting our communities. Allow me just a few minutes of your time, and we will be done, okay? Actually, it's almost 80%. So, as I was saying, 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and a 0 means it is a not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So the first statement is, corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt most by Black Americans who pay more in junk fees, such as overdraft fees and credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers billions, and putting money back in the pockets of Black Americans. You may select any
number. If you put money back, you can put it back to any Americans, right? Not just Black ones.
So you should select, I mean, any number from 0 to 10.